Trump defends crypto bills at Mar-a-Lago Memecoin Gala. President Donald Trump delivered the keynote at a Mar-a-Lago gathering on Saturday, billed as the most exclusive crypto conference in the world, defending pending crypto legislation in front of an audience capped at the 297 largest holders of his namesake Trump token. CoinDesk first reported the keynote Saturday afternoon. Tether CEO Paolo Arduino, ARK Invest founder Cathy Wood, and former heavyweight champion Mike Tyson appeared as supporting speakers. A 297-seat audience gated by token holdings, the conference was structured as a closed-room reward for the top 297 wallets holding Trump, the memecoin tied to the president's name. Bill Zanker, co-founder of the Trump Token Project, opened the program. Tyson followed. Arduino and Wood gave industry talks, covering the dollar's role in a tokenized economy, financial inclusion, and the intersection of AI and crypto. The Washington Post described the venue scene as crypto takes over Mar-a-Lago, with Trump-branded watches given out as gifts. Attendance was strictly gated by on-chain holdings. The only way to qualify was to rank in the top 297 wallet addresses by Trump balance at the snapshot date. That cap is the same number used at the inaugural 2025 edition, but ticket prices were cut sharply this year because demand softened along with the token. The Clarity Act on its tightest deadline yet. Trump used the keynote to defend the legislation as the path the industry has waited years for, citing the need for statutory rules rather than enforcement by litigation from federal regulators. The president's specific line items will surface in the coming days as attendees post their notes. As a publication, no full transcript had been released. The timing is what makes the keynote consequential. The Senate version of the Digital Asset Market Clarity Act, is approaching its narrowest committee window of the year. Senator Bernie Moreno told colleagues last week that the bill needs to clear committee by the end of May or risk slipping out of the legislative calendar entirely. The House passed its version of the bill in 2025. The text carves digital assets into three buckets: securities under the SEC, digital commodities under the CFTC, and stablecoins under shared oversight. The Senate has spent the spring trying to reconcile committee disputes over how to draw those lines. A keynote-level endorsement from the president, delivered to an audience that includes the largest stablecoin issuer in the world, is the strongest public signal yet that the White House intends to spend political capital on getting the bill out of committee. Tether and ARK on the same stage as the president. The presence of Tether's Paolo Arduino is the most significant industry signal from the event. Tether issues USDT, the largest dollar peg token by circulation, and has spent years as a flashpoint in U.S. legislative debates over reserve disclosures and registration requirements for non-U.S. stablecoin issuers. Arduino's appearance alongside the president on a Mar-a-Lago lectern is the closest the company has come to formal political cover in the United States. Cathy Wood's ARK Invest is one of the largest holders of crypto-linked equities through the ARKK and ARKW ETFs. Her panel reportedly covered the dollar's role in a tokenized economy and the AI crypto convergence theme she has pushed in shareholder letters since 2024. Tony Robbins also spoke briefly, according to attendee accounts. Pay for access charges from Senate Democrats. The 297-seat structure drew immediate criticism. Several Democratic senators called the event a sale of presidential access, pointing out that buying Trump tokens was the only way to qualify for invitations and that the president retains a direct financial interest in the token's price. The Daily Beast and Washington Post both ran versions of that framing on Saturday. The White House confirmed the keynote but did not address the access criticism. The Trump token itself has had a brutal year. Benzinga and Fortune both reported in the lead-up that the token is down roughly 95% from its January 2025 launch peak, price reference as of April 25, 2026, and that ticket prices for this year's gala were cut sharply from the inaugural 2025 edition to maintain attendance numbers. What it changes for the bill for crypto operators, the takeaway is narrower than the cable news framing suggests. The president remains personally committed to passing market structure legislation in this Congress, and the White House is willing to back that commitment by attending a controversial fundraiser-style event to keep the topic in the news cycle as the Senate calendar tightens. That increases the probability the Clarity Act gets a committee vote before Memorial Day, even if a floor vote slips into June. The event also confirms that Tether is now openly courted by the administration, a notable shift from the Biden-era posture that treated USDT as a regulatory problem to be solved. For everyday users, the bill matters because it would settle whether stablecoin transactions, including those routed through crypto cards and on-chain payment rails, fall under SEC, CFTC, or joint oversight. Crypto markets did not move sharply on the news. Bitcoin sat near $77,332, down 0.3% on the day. ETH near $2,312, with the crypto fear and greed index at 44, neutral, at the time of writing.